on the program today, Executive Director of Neighbors for Kids, Toby Nguyen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Vice Chair Steve Sparks.
Good morning.
Hello.
We're happy to be here.
I'm glad you're back. Always full of great information. And Neighbors for Kids, let's go into the golf tournament. First of all, it's kind of critical to get this out because you guys are at a cutoff point for getting signups.
We're at about 11 days away. Our golf tournament this year will be on Saturday, July 28th. So we are 11 days away. So if people want to play in our tournament and they're interested in participating in at any level, then it would be good to sign up very soon.
Need to do it, huh? And as far as teams, you got to kind of go in as a group, right?
Yes, this tournament is a foursome scramble format tournament. So there'll be four people per team. A little more of the logistics of the tournament. It's going to be up at Chinook Winds course, and it's going to be on Saturday, July 28th, 9 o'clock a.m. shotgun start. And this tournament is going to be a really nice event. There's 18 holes. So far, we have about 12 or 13 teams signed up. Last year, we had 16 teams. And also, we had Dan Fouts as our guest celebrity last year. So that added a lot of value to the tournament and brought a lot of people who are fans of the NFL and could associate Dan Fouts' support of the children himself. And, you know, the tournament will, your $100 entry fee would include your entry into your foursome, but also the breakfast in the morning, the luncheon, the green fees, the cart, and it would engage you in supporting Neighbors for Kids. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a keynote speaker, our founder of our organization, Loretta Hoagland, will be there, as well as myself speaking and a video about the history and the life of Neighbors for Kids so they can actually see the children at the event. It's going to be a really nice event.
And we'll have to talk on that later, too. There, you do want people to go vote on Facebook for
yes,
the video that you produce.
We have another.
We'll have to get into that. Steve?
Yeah, one of the really big things that's happening this year that we're all excited about is promoting high school golf. Most know that high school golf on the coast is relatively new. Newport High and Taft High both have golf teams now, and the others are coming along, like Toledo and Walport. But this year, as a result of my neighbor, Joanne Lunsford, who sparked the idea, she said, Steve, why don't you just get the high school golfers into the tournament? And I thought, wow, yeah. So she recommended Eddie St. Clair and Rachel Kowalski, who are the two top golfers from Newport High. They're going to be playing with me and my wife. We are sponsoring them.
Look at you, Steve. Huh? You scooped up the best athletes right away.
I've been talking to both of them, and their parents are just excited. And then for Taft, Heather Hatton, who's the girls coach for Taft, has been helping us. And we're going to have three golfers from Taft. Jessie Weaver, who is their top girl golfer. Henry Lahati is going to be playing. And Heather's daughter, Maya. That's a better pronunciation. Maya Hatton is going to be playing. So our goal with this is to kickstart the high school golf component for our golf tournament and get the kids to take it over in the future. Have this become their golf tournament. After all, that's our mission, and that we'll match them up with adults. And it's a scramble, so it's not some kind of professional thing, but it could go to that. You know, golf tournaments tend to start this way as a charity tournament, and they become classics. And this could be a high school golf classic down the road that brings people in from Salem and Albany and Portland and everywhere else. So I'm a marketing guy, so, you know, I see the opportunity here for us to really showcase high school golf.
You know, that's great that the tie-in, you know, that you could both grow together with that. Because, I mean, Neighbors for Kids, like you said, that's part of the mission. I mean, physical activity, sports are part of the Neighbors for Kids agenda as well. So,
yes.
I mean, there's a tie-in, definitely.
There is a tie-in, yeah. And really, we are neighbors for kids. We are the community that's supporting the best best needs of the youth in our region. So by supporting their sports and fitness, and like you said, their pursuits and in that arena is great tie-in for us.
I mean, if you could elevate this tournament, it would certainly elevate Neighbors for Kids and vice versa. But can we talk about Neighbors for Kids and the success of this program and how unique the program is? Where do we begin with that? Because you're doing really a lot over there. But, I mean, how humble were the beginnings?
Well, Neighbors for Kids now has been around since 1999. I'll just give you a brief history. Mm-hmm. And it started off kind of as a neighborhood watch program. And our founder, Loretta, gave life to this program way back then. And just because she saw some shady things, some at-risk youth activity going on in Depot mm-hmm. Bay. Well, since then, it's gone into a small church. It's gone into a little building. The city leased to us. We've grown out of all that. We've launched a huge capital project fundraiser, had to remove the little building. We built a new building, 7,600 square foot facility, which is about $1 million project. And now we've been in that building for about 2.5 years. And the program has just gone from a dozen kids to 40 kids to 80 kids to now we're about to top the 200 mark.
Whoa.
As far as the number of registered youth
grown.
In our program. And we see, you know, upwards of 50 to 60 a day, so they don't all show up the same day. But really to see the growth that every week, every month, more kids signing up, more parents needing our services in the out-of-school time, you know, that time that you need to keep kids safe, engage them in positive activities, and support their education and their health and their fitness and give them caring adult mentors. And that's what we're doing.
Lincoln County Connections, we are talking to Neighbors for Kids. If you're not aware of what this organization does in our community, that's what we were discussing just before we left. And Toby, maybe before we get into a final push here on everything that's happening with your golf tournament, you'd said now you're up to 200 kids. Where are those kids are coming from outside of Depot Bay?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have all the kids in Depot Bay are covered. We have, I would say, about 120, 130 of those kids would be from Depot Bay. And other kids are coming up, like, to attend our Kids Zone summer camp as far as Newport, as far as Toledo, coming down as far as Niatsu. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. We have a very fun group of Newport kids whose parents are carpooling every day to get their kids into our different themed weeks of our summer camp. And it's
cool.
Just been a blast because all this socialization is happening with kids from different communities that normally wouldn't be going on because they have this common, safe environment with all these positive activities planned, ready to go. And our staff are amazing, and they really establish this family-feeling, positive environment for the kids to, you know, engage in positive social interaction. And it's great for me to watch it happening, and their personalities of these Newport kids are just incredible, and I love to see them all mesh together just as friends, and to make the summer the best they can have.
They're teaching us how to collaborate.
Well, and can you make a comment about the criticalness of the long-term effects both for the community and these kids when you have great activity like this to engage in?
Well, really,
I mean, it's a multiplier, isn't it? I mean, doesn't it just send out waves?
And it sends out waves, and I think it's exponential, a lot of the things we do, because our primary focus now really is education, number one, especially the academic support piece being an extension of the classroom for our school district and supporting especially the reading and math within our students in the district. We do a lot of that throughout the year, as well as the health and well-being of our children. We have partners like Samaritan Health Services, Oregon Department of Education, Safeway Foundation. A lot of groups are really behind our health education programming because, as we know, we're trying to combat this childhood obesity epidemic that's sweeping across our country. Mm-hmm. And at the local level, we're really focusing a lot of our energy and our resources on that. So that spreads into the families, and it really creates that exponential effect.
Steve?
One thing that happened that has been just wonderful recently, we had a piano recital, which we do every year. It's one of our major events. And we honored two high school graduates, Katie and Louise Rolfe from Depot Bay, that have been with the after-school program since day one for 11 years. And they graduated from Taft High School, and we honored them at our piano recital, and we gave them the first ever scholarships, and they're A students, and they're going off to college. And I just received this note from Louise thanking Neighbors for Kids for making a difference in her life and helping her move on and become motivated to become a medical examiner. And you know, this is the kind of job that's the reward for those of us who are adults that are volunteering, is to have a young person feel that way about her experience.
Isn't that fantastic?
I'm going to frame that thing. I'll take that to the bank.
Well, that's results. I mean, that's wonderful. Well, the golf tournament is your biggest fundraiser, so we got to plug this because this is a community effort.
Yes, it is. And this is our third annual Neighbors for Kids Golf for the Kids charity golf tournament. And we're getting better every year at this. You know, last year, like I said, we mentioned we had Dan Fouts, the Hall of Famer quarterback, as a celebrity. But this year we have a very exciting hole-in-one prize that I just have to mention. I've been holding back this whole time. We have... through a sponsorship by Dwayne Silbernagle and Waddell & Reed Financial Advising Company, they knew a company called Pacific Roadster Customizing out of Salem. And this company has generously donated as a hole-in-one prize a brand-new custom-built Shelby Cobra car.
Wow.
So if the day does happen for someone at our tournament this year, hole 18, Chinook wins, if they hit that hole-in-one, they not only get a custom-built Shelby Cobra, but they get $12,500 cash to take home.
And that'd be feeling pretty good. Can you imagine cruising down the coast?
That would be a nice day. Support the kids, win a car. And in addition to that, you know, there's a lot of other incentives. We have airline tickets as a hole-in-one prize, golf and electronics equipment, wristwatches. I mean, there'll be prizes in men's and women's tournaments, the longest putt, closest to the pin. There'll be trophies this year. Like I said before, there'd be a really nice, classy luncheon. We'll have speakers. We'll have a video playing as far as to showcase the history of our program. And you did mention another video
that
we're involved in. We are in a national competition right now with 500 other nonprofits across the country to win a brand new Toyota vehicle. So on July 26th, all you have to do is either get on our Facebook site, Neighbors for Kids Facebook, or to go to 100 Cars for Good. Toyota's 100 Cars for Good, and vote for Neighbors for Kids on July 26th and help us win that vehicle to further our mission and support all the things we do each week with the kids.
And Toby, can you explain that when you do get there, the voting button, kind of describe to people how to navigate to that?
Yeah, once you get into the 100 Cars for Good, you'll locate Neighbors for Kids. There'll be four other organizations that are up against us competing for that public vote that day, and you just... On that day, you just click vote, and once you vote for Neighbors for Kids, you get one vote per day, and that's it. Then at the end, they tally up the votes, and the organization with the most ends up with a new car. It's interesting, but what's really makes us proud is that we applied with over 5,000 other organizations across the country, and we were, again, for the second year, chosen as one of the top 500 finalists. So just because we're in a small town, a little sleepy town like Depot Bay, doesn't mean that we don't have recognition and that people don't really believe in our mission and what we're doing for kids.
Yeah. Well, waking up that sleepy little town with your services, it's fantastic.
Speaking of the communities, we have a lot of different community themes on the coast, like Cutler City and Nelscott and the Bayfront and, you know, and Nye Beach and all the rest of them. But what we're doing this year, thanks to Jackie McKim, our event planner, is that we're creating themes around all these different areas so that we have baskets that are put together with products from businesses from each of these areas so that those businesses can have their presence at the golf tournament.
Yeah, describe some of these baskets.
Well, here's one for, we live in Depot Bay. For example, dinner at Tidal Raves, one-night lodging at Harbor Lights Inn, breakfast at Gracie Seahag. And by the way, Jerome Grant, who's running for office this year, he and another gentleman, Craig Towton, are sponsoring the tournament this year, along with some golfers. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to, now, you know, there could be a whale trip. We have the Bone Pile Barbecue is a big supporter. Pirate Coffee is a big supporter. Fuddy Duddy Fudge. Purple Starfish Boutique. So we'll have a lot of the Depot Bay and other towns will have the same thing, so that when once a person wins this, it focuses around the lodging, but then once you stay there, you can go around town and shop using the gift certificates that are provided by the businesses.
And it is just spectacular. I drove through Depot Bay heading to Lincoln City, and you know, it's just so beautiful right now when you're on the money. I mean, it's just spectacular here on the Oregon coast.
Bob Houston and I picked up a basket yesterday from the Selishan Mall, you know, the one next to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
They, that little mall up there, put together a huge basket of all the businesses. We didn't even ask them to
multiple
do it.
Multiple vendors.
Yeah, multiple basket. Vendor baskets that's valued at like $550 that'll...
And that's going to be like a silent auction.
Silent auction that somebody could get and then go back to that and promote that little area right there, just all by itself. They were really excited about it.
Cool.
And like Steve said, it's just amazing. All the way from Seal Rock, all the way up to Niatsu, every community in Lincoln County has been supporting and giving generously to Neighbors for Kids. It really, really makes us feel good to go out there and literally have no one say no.
And as you take this kind of funding, I mean, what kinds of things are you hoping to do or just sustain? I mean, are there new things coming down the pipeline?
Well, really, right now, as we all know in this time, it's all about sustainability. And most of this money, the profits of this tournament, will go towards the Kids Zone After School program, which is our signature program,
okay,
where we serve the most children throughout the year. But also, like I mentioned before, to focus on our academic excellence and achievement program, the reading and math, building that foundation for kids, as well as our unique programs like our summer camp and like our music lessons, our youth entrepreneurship program, which is in action again this year in partnership with Oregon Coast Community College. If anyone would like to see a sample of the business the kids created this year at the Farmers Market in Lincoln City, there's a new business called Meat and Sweet Pizza, and our teens have launched a new business yet again, and they are selling slices of pizza similar to the Newport Farmers Market, but in Lincoln City.
We are teaching kids that are 16, 17, how to write business plans. It's not too early. I didn't know what a business plan was when I was 16. I do now, of course. But they're writing their own plans, starting their own businesses, and they're taking the profits and putting them into their own college scholarship. How about that? You know, we parents are always trying to figure out a way to fund college education. Let's get the kids to fund it themselves.
Well, they're looking at the big picture. Really
so
young.
To sign up for this tournament, I just wanted to mention, the easiest way to sign up for the tournament and find the forms is on our website, www.neighborsforkids.org. Or they can just give me a call at 541-765-8990. I'll print them out a form. I'll guide them to our website. I'll answer any questions they have. But, again, we have 11 days. We need more players to sign up. And we're happy to have you participate in our tournament this year.
Okay, 11 days. Got to get people signed up. What was your phone number again, Toby?
It is 541-765-8990.
And if you do go to the website, I mean, it's pretty automated.
Yes.
You guys have set that up very nicely.
Yeah.
You'll find our golf tournament. It's right at the bottom of the homepage. All the information you need is there.
And once again, for folks interested in getting involved into the golf tournament right now, think about either sponsoring or teams of four, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And any ages or mostly you just have to have a skill.
Or if you know
like
of
me, I can't go out there because I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
If you know of a high school student who plays golf and you want to sponsor some high school golfer, that's a good way to go as well. That's happening.
So, Steve, we know you've compiled one of the best teams out there.
Yeah.
He's being modest. Toby, are you going to play?
You know, I'm not going to play in the tournament, but I will likely be a witness to one of the hole-in-ones because that's required.
Shelby Cobra. Gosh, if you're interested in winning a custom Shelby Cobra, and I think, as you had said, you get it the paint color you want.
Correct. Get to pick the color you want. Yes, the red car that will be in the newspaper likely tomorrow, and maybe people have seen online,
just
is an example of a car they build. But if you win the Cobra, you'll be able to get the normal custom-built Cobra they build, this company, but also to choose your own color. And if you want to do upgrades, you have to speak with the company about all that. But it's very generous, and we're excited for the tournament once again, and the community support is just phenomenal.
Well, and thanks for all the work that you guys do. Tremendous effort at Neighbors for Kids, and certainly the top down on the Shelby would be a reward for everything that you're doing, too. So I hope somebody really wins that.
That would be great.
Okay, gentlemen, Neighbors for Kids. Go to neighborsforkids.org. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's get involved in that golf tournament. We'll see you same time, same place next week.